David, you talk about this idea of networks as being pretty important, and it's something that gets missed in the classical view of economics. Mm-hmm. They seem to treat all of us as though we're not connected, that each of one of us is going to make these rational decisions. And my perception after reading your book is that it doesn't really fit reality. They don't count on the fact that when I get a new car, I'm going to walk up and down the street and brag to all my neighbors about how great it is, and therefore cause additional consumption, whether or not they planned on doing that originally.
Yeah, that's right. And in traditional economics, the idea is that we're all individual, totally independent investors. We all make our minds up separately, which is very convenient for a mathematical point of view, you know, because then you can kind of use statistics to sort of average over large numbers of people. But as you say, the reality is that every time you make a decision, it's going to affect people that you know and society as a whole. And that's one of the things which fuels booms and busts, such as, you know, in internet stocks or in real estate. I mean, we tend to buy stocks if we see other people doing the same thing. We tend to buy houses if we think that everyone else is buying a house, and so we need to jump into the housing market as well. And the same thing works, obviously, on the way down. So I think that this is really important because it affects the way that we calculate, or our financial institutions in particular calculate risk. An example was the recent bank failures, you know, mm-hmm. which have been going on around the world, and that was kind of a classic network kind of a phenomenon where it actually reminded me a little bit of, if you recall, the electricity blackout that happened about 5 years ago
in Toronto,
in northeastern United States, and it put about 50 million people out of power. And what how that worked was a station in Ohio had a problem. I think a cable brushed against a tree, it created a surge which brought down that station. There was sort of a ripple effect which knocked down another nearby station, and this kind of wave built as it went around until over 100 power stations would be knocked out all in one day. And the thing is, I mean, if you were, you know, waking up that morning and you were, you know, plugging your razor into the electricity network, there would be nothing there to tell you that there was going to be any risk, and that, you know, that evening you'd be walking home in the dark because all the traffic lights were out. So that was a kind of a classical example of a network failure. And what happened with the banks is kind of a slow motion version of that. I mean, we had Northern Rock in the UK went down about a little over a year ago. And then Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, AIG went back over. Icelandic banks, you know, got nationalized. And then England stepped in and sort of nationalized effectively nationalized a large portion of their banking system. Now, U.S. and other countries are doing the same.
We saw it with Germany. We saw it with the Netherlands as well just recently.
Right. So it's kind of the thing is, this is a network effect, because as soon as one bank goes down, that means other banks get nervous, you know, so they start tightening up their credit. You know, they start getting nervous about lending money to other banks. And so banks which are vulnerable then can't get access to funds, and they go down, and that makes the problem worse. So now what we have is basically a credit blackout, you know, and they're trying to kind of, you know, get the system going again. And it's interesting, I mean, just heard in your news item there a while ago that they're saying that, you know, Canadian banks are kind of an example of good management in this sense, because one way to protect against this kind of thing is just to make sure that your banks do have the necessary capitalization for this kind of emergency, and that, you know, Canadian banks are world leaders in that.